by a remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The number of infections of coronavirus confirmed cases globally has surpassed 10 million, 2.5 million in the United States. Nearly 500,000 people have died from COVID-19, more than 125,000 of them in the United States. For many U.S. states and counties, the dark days of the coronavirus pandemic in April unfolded on their television screens, not on their doorsteps. But now, some places that appear to have avoided the worst are seeing surges of infection as worries shift from major cities to rural areas. There are concerns the United States is entering a dangerous new phase with focus on big southern states reporting thousands of new cases a day. After weeks of anxiously waiting and preparing, Arizona nurses and doctors find themselves on the front line as the coronavirus rips through the state. It's one of the world's newest coronavirus hotspots. The trickle of a few virus patients in March became a steady increase 2 weeks after Arizona Governor Jeff Lucey ended a stay-at-home order in May. And it's now scourge with no end in sight. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said wearing his mask will become mandatory for 2 weeks starting next Sunday in gathering places that are deemed red spots. Iran launched a campaign Saturday to motivate a reluctant public to use face masks. Sunday, Rouhani said his country is experiencing its toughest year because of the COVID-19 pandemic, coupled with sanctions from the United States. The coronavirus crisis has exacerbated economic problems that worsened after U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew from Iran's nuclear deal in 2018 with major powers and reimposed sanctions. This is COA News. Algeria's defense ministry said Sunday two Algerian soldiers, including an officer, were killed when a bomb exploded during an army operation in the north of the country. The two were killed Saturday night, the ministry said in a statement, after a homemade bomb exploded during a search and sweep operation in the province of Nabia, south of the capital, Algiers. The deaths bring the total number of Algerian soldiers killed this year to 4. Police in Scotland have cordoned off streets in Glasgow after a man was stabbed and what police have described as a targeted attack, that's according to Scottish media. Their report, quote, police inspector Derek Griffiths said, saying, quote, we do not believe threat to the wider public, end quote. This comes on the heels of 6 people, including a policeman, being stabbed Friday at a hotel in the city center before the attacker was shot dead in the incident the police said they were not treating as terrorism. Hundreds of demonstrators in Hong Kong marched silently through the city streets Sunday in protest against the looming national security legislation to be implemented by the mainland Chinese government. Riot police armed with shields were present as the crowd moved through the Kowloon district as part of a silent protest. Scuffle broke out during the event, prompting police to use pepper spray to subdue parts of the crowd, as according to Reuters witness. The supposed national security security laws were reviewed by the National People's Congress Standing Committee Sunday. According to a report, the laws are expected to be passed before the end of June, but a draft has yet to be made public. The White House denies U.S. President Donald Trump was briefed on a report finding Russian military intelligence offered bounties to Taliban militants to kill U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Today, Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives Nancy Pelosi tells ABC News that the president's denial, quote, shows he wants to ignore any allegations against Russia, end quote. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said in a statement, neither Mr. Trump nor Vice President Mike Pence was briefed on the alleged Russian bounty intelligence. A U.S. newspaper, the New York Times, reported U.S. intelligence officials concluded months ago that Russian military intelligence offered the bounties to Taliban-linked militants. Rock legends the Rolling Stones have threatened legal action against U.S. President Donald Trump's use of their song, You Can't Always Get What You Want, at campaign rallies. The band has appointed performing rights organization BMI to try to stop him using the song, according to a statement given to U.S. website Deadline overnight Saturday. The letter is the latest in the campaign to stop Trump using the song at rallies, which dates back to 2016. Via remote from Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA.
Best music today, the voice of America.